We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Vacancy across Oakland's crop of downtown office high-rises was at an all-time high of 30.2% late last year. Meantime, several storefronts of varying sizes in the city's business district have been empty for years. The lack of activity in the streets during weekday business hours is putting pressure on the city's merchants and is compounded by worsening perceptions around safety. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, this is a story, if you moved it a few miles west, it would sound like San Francisco.
It would, but there's a pretty big difference between driving through downtown San Francisco and driving through downtown Oakland. Do you recall the last time you drove through downtown Oakland?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, I think a lot of people have the same answer. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You know, San Francisco, you know, is big. You know, we have big stores, you know, big high rises, big tech, big banks, and big Salesforce towers, and big. Oakland has been always been sort of, you know, the overflow city and more edgy and likes to think of itself in smaller portions. But that's paying a price for that. What we had is a downtown that was vibrant for a while, being edgy with a lot of arts and small restaurants and new residential buildings and condos going in, and people were living the Oakland hip lifestyle. It was on movies. It was all across the country. Then came the George Floyd demonstrations, the violence and such in the streets. A lot of the storefronts boarded themselves up, and they got covered with some very clever graffiti, so it still looked edgy. Now you drive through, and it just looks bad. I mean, it just looks bad. We have empty storefront after empty storefront. The residencies aren't moving the way they used to. Hotels occupancy is down, way down below even San Francisco levels. And just basically, it's just really stuck. It's a scary bit of ghost town down there where employees are advising their workers not to even go out for lunch. And it's having an economic impact as well.
We're going to get a new police chief there later today. Do you think he'll solve the problems?
No, because it goes further than that, Margie. What we have here is some of the big office developers. They are turning their keys back over to the banks. They're saying, you know, we can't make a go of it. And we have also Oakland itself. It's interesting. Just this past week or so, they released a plan they'd been working on for 10 years to revitalize the downtown, with entire economic zones, with more culture, with more arts, with more residences, more of everything. But at the same time, they just got a budget report that said in the next 2 years, they're going to be facing a $177 million deficit. So the new police chief is going to have less money available for new cops and everything else. The same across the board for all new plans. Oakland has always been sort of on the edge and just ready to make it over the top and get up there with San Francisco and San Jose. But just like the Raiders and the A's and the Warriors, every time they seem to have something going, it pulls out and it looks like it's happened again.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.